Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, one of the things that I've really been exploring in the last several years has been West Coast Pinot Noir. And the focus has, quite deservedly so, probably been more on the Russian River Valley in Sonoma, where there are some really wonderful producers of great Pinot Noir. But in the last 10 to 15 years, Oregon has been really emerging as a quality production area, viticultural area for great Pinot Noir, albeit the style is different from the Californian. It's going to be more restrained, certainly probably less opulent, and certainly less forward. So I thought I would go ahead and try some sort of higher-end Oregon Pinot Noirs just to sort of really try to dive into the area. These are all going to be what I would call Saturday night dinner wines, and that is they're going to start, the first one starts at $45 and the last one finishes at about $90 a bottle. But if you're a Pinot Noir buff and you really want to sort of explore some single vineyards and try to look for nuances and subtleties, these are really good wines for just doing that. So the first one is from a producer called Grand Marais. M-O-I-R-A-I-N-E. It's not as easy as it sounds. It's the 2014 vintage. Oregon Yamhill Carlton, which is the area, Pinot Noir. This one's about $45. What you're going to find here is a medium garnet-colored wine with a very pretty nose of tobacco, cherry, with subtle spice and sort of well-layered, and then follows with these interesting notes of herb and mushroom. So there's a lot of complexity going on here. Very supple acidity. It's just a lovely bottle of wine with great elegance. Now, there's a vineyard I was not familiar with before, a producer called Zena Crown Vineyard, and they specialize in single vineyard Pinot Noirs, very small runs. This first wine, which they call The Sum, it looks like it has a Greek sigma sign on it. This is from the Yola Amity Hills, Oregon area. It's 12.9% ABV. This is about $75. This is really special stuff. Medium garnet, very soft and expressive fruit with very forward cherry tones and an undertone of forest floor, subtle anise, and a very delicate earthiness. And this all sits on a medium body with very elegant, long finish with very subtle and restrained tannin and beautifully balanced acidity. This is a very subtle wine. If you would serve this with a big food, I'm not sure you're going to see what you're paying for. But if you put this in a good pairing, I think you'll be really pleased. This same producer has another bottle in the 2013. They've named it Slope, S-L-O-P-E. This one I liked almost as much, not quite. This one's actually a little more expensive at about $95. This is sort of almost focused and brooding with an intensity of subtle cherry and leather, mushroom, and almost a slight gaminess that comes through on the aroma and the finish. It's very concentrated, and yet it's restrained. There's a tension running between the fruit and the acidity, which I found truly masterful. I mean, it's a hedonistic wine, but it's a hedonistic wine from the standpoint of spending a little time to sort of, you know, think about it and think what you might want to have it with. The Oregon Pinot Noirs are really beginning to show really well. I recommend them, and we'll put them up on the website for you. I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.